True story. There was a Japanese rock star in the 1990s who turned to Christ and got saved. After he became a Christian, he continued touring and playing all his old songs with his band, but he passed out Christian pamphlets at his concerts and shared the gospel from the stage with everyone. Amazing. However, something never really fell right with him. So he needed counsel and went to go see a pastor in New York City that he knew. David Wilkerson was his name. He walked out of that conversation with David Wilkerson and left the music world completely in order to become a full-time missionary to the Japanese people. What happened in that conversation? Pastor Wilkerson said that if he wanted to reach the people of Japan with the gospel, then he would do it as a missionary, not as a rock star, playing all the same worldly songs that he did before. So he quit the band, became a missionary. The problem before was that he was so attached to his position and privilege as a rock star in Japan that he could not imagine leaving all that in order to spread the gospel. He thought, surely God's given me this privilege, so he must want me to keep it and use it for him, right? The rock star couldn't imagine giving up his privilege to serve God. The God he knew would never make him give up something that he loved and that gave him such a huge platform to share the gospel, but he did give it up. And now he has a Christian radio station in Japan and has seen thousands of people come to Christ because of his missionary work, far more than he ever saw get saved from his concerts. The Bible tells us a similar story, the story of a woman named Esther. That story brings up the important theme of privilege. Esther was the queen of Persia, the world power at the time. She had one of the most privileged positions in the entire world. However, she didn't want to help her own Jewish people because she was too worried about losing her privilege, much like the Japanese rock star. But then Esther's uncle gave her some wise words, essentially saying, check your privilege. And when Esther changed her heart about her privilege, she said these famous words, if I perish, I perish. Esther knew that her privileged position was attached to God's purpose, and God's purpose was for her to willingly put her privilege on the line in order to help her Jewish people. She had to surrender her privilege to God and be willing to lose it all in order to obey him. Essentially, she was saying in her heart, I will do what God has called me to do, even if it means that I lose all of my privilege. You might wonder, how can I willingly give up my privilege? I don't want to do that. I benefit a great deal because of my privilege. It's true that privilege is a hard thing to willingly sacrifice. After all, who doesn't like benefits? And we all have privilege of some kind. We all have something in our lives which benefits us and makes us feel like we have an advantage in life. It could be the family that we were born into, or our financial situation, or our God-given abilities, or our good looks, or our friend group, or whatever it might be. We all have some sort of privilege, and none of us want to give up that privilege. By nature, we want to benefit as much as possible from that privilege. If we have a worldly mindset, then giving up those privileges will be almost impossible. We'll feel that we need to keep our privilege to ourselves so that we can make it in the world. We'll want to benefit from those privileges in every way possible. See, that's human nature. The question is, how do I get the attitude where I'm willing to sacrifice my privilege? What power is there that can make me want to do that? Not just to know that I should, but to make me want to do it so that I can say like Esther, if I perish, I perish, and so that I can use my privilege for God. How do I feel that way? Well, we're wired as human beings to crave privilege and advantage. The only way that I could be willing to give up my privilege in this world is if I'm given a privilege that's out of this world. If somehow I receive a better privilege, then I can feel free and empowered to sacrifice my worldly privilege. And that's exactly what happens when we repent and trust in Christ to save us. When we turn to God by faith, we are given the greatest privilege imaginable. We are given the privilege of living with God for eternity, of enjoying every luxury and pleasure that God himself enjoys, of enjoying fellowship with people and fellowship with God, of knowing God completely, and of partaking in the literal life of God. Psalm 16 says that there are infinite pleasures that we will enjoy with God in heaven. There's no privilege on earth that could even compare to that. Paul says that the present sufferings of this world that we face are not worth comparing to the eternal weight of glory that we will experience. That's real privilege. That's privilege that the world can never even hope to offer us. When we really grab a hold of that privilege, when we believe and truly understand the extent of the benefits that we have in Christ, then we will be able to surrender our privileges on earth with ease. When we see our privileges that we have in Christ, which will never be taken away, then we are ready and willing to sacrifice the privileges that we have here on earth for the sake of the gospel. Let me just tell this one story to illustrate this point. In the early 1800s, there was a young man named Henry Martin. He was a very privileged boy growing up. He had the best education and went to study at Cambridge University when he was only 16 years old. He was advancing far beyond his peers, and all the professors seemed to take notice. But he got very proud and saw no need to turn to God at all in his life. But then one day, things changed. He became a strong and true Christian, and he immediately felt a strong call of God on his life to go to India to preach the gospel to the poor lost souls on that continent. Nearly everyone he knew told him that he was foolish for going to India, and they tried to dissuade him from leaving. They told him of what an amazing life and career he could have if he stayed in Europe, how he would be wasting his privilege if he went to India. But nobody could convince Henry Martin not to go. So, at the age of 25, he left for India. He was there for 6 years, working tirelessly as a pastor, missionary to the natives, and translator, translating the Bible into their native language. After 6 years, he went on a journey to share the gospel with some other people. But on that journey, Henry got sick and died. He was 31 years old, unmarried, no kids, no career to speak of, no groundbreaking academic achievements, no professorship. We have to make sense of this story of Henry Martin. Did he waste his life? Did he waste his privilege? Or did he do exactly what God wanted him to do? Did he use his privileged academic upbringing in a way that was pleasing to God? Or did he squander his privileged academic abilities? See, God gives us privilege, just like he gave it to Esther and to Henry Martin. That God-given privilege is always attached to a God-given purpose. And when we want to use that privilege for God's purpose, then we have to surrender that privilege to God. We have to be willing to never experience the benefits of our privilege if we want God to use that privilege for his glory. Let me say that again. We have to be willing to never experience the benefits of our privilege if we want God to use that privilege for his glory. The only power we have to truly do that is if we can somehow get a better privilege than the ones we already have. When we turn from our sin and trust only in Christ to save us, then we have received by faith a privilege far greater than anything that this world can give us. And only when we truly feel and know that we have that heavenly privilege in Christ will we be able to give up our worldly privileges for his glory.